$250,000 worth of stuff. You know, we lost a house. We lost most of our instruments. And we lost a recording studio. And so, like, and then all our personal belongings, everything we own. So, like, the impact of, like, you know, if it wasn't for a flood, losing, like, 1,000 CDs, it would be like, my God, it's $5,000 worth of stuff. But relative to the size of everything else we lost, it's, you know, it was not as big a deal. you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. Now, I mean, abortion. What insurance checks did you get so far?
So far, all we've had is money for the roof, and I had instrument insurance, so we got to replace the studio.
Oh, okay.
And so we're waiting, you know, FEMA is intermittently bankrupt, so they're not writing checks on flood insurance, and that's what we're waiting for, so we can pay for the house. You know?
Right. Yeah.
You know, that sort of stuff. But, you know, like I said, we're the fortunate ones. We're working. We haven't missed one day of work since the flood. You know, that's the thing, you know. We haven't skipped a single gig or, you know, had to change some routings and blah, blah, blah. But we're really the most fortunate people. Just so happens that the way we work and everything was, you know, we travel and get working, you know, and you know, a lot of people just lost not only everything, but their entire support system, their jobs, as well as everything else. We were fortunate enough that, whatever, so,
yeah,
we still got a house down there. At some point we'll have to deal with. But right now, I just want to get the kids' family set up, you know, somewhere, you know, and Ron's to get that all figured out. And somewhere down the line, I'll go down and start tearing down and building up whatever's left of our home down there.